This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December 11, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms, chapter 42, verse 4. It says there, "These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One with the shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng." End of God. People expect if all goes good with you, then God is with you. However, if severe problems hit you, then they imagine God is not with you. Our problems could be financial, relational, family like David's, health, or something else. When David was hit with severe troubles, verse 3 says people asked all day long, "Where is your God?" The heartbreaking matter is when a Christian entertains such thoughts. Do you see the folly of such views from David's and other faith warriors' life in the Bible? It goes against the fabric of the whole Word of God, the Bible. If a Christian keep such attitude and outlook toward hurting people who are faced with the various trials and problems in their Christian life, we may even doubt whether they are genuinely born again by the gospel of Christ. You see, day and night, David was ridiculed and ostracized by people whom he trusted. A man called Shimei, who belonged to David's own family, threw stones at him and cursed David repeatedly. He said, get out, you murderer, you scoundrel. The Lord has repaid you for all the blood you shed in the household of Saul, in whose place you have reigned. The Lord has given the kingdom into the hands of your son Absalom. You have come to ruin because you are a murderer." End of quote. 2 Samuel 16, 5-8. The God's anointed, whom God made a king over Israel from a lowly position of a shepherd, was beaten down in humiliation, despair, sadness, and sorrow. Shimei used his cruel, sharp, unkind words to bruise him more. You know, even Mephibosheth did not go with David. Bible says in 2 Samuel 16:3, he stayed at Jerusalem, saying, "Today Israelites would restore to him his grandfather's Saul's kingdom." David showed kindness to Mephibosheth and adopted him as one of his children. See what he thinks now when David was in trouble. Such opportunists are still among us, aren't they? Today's Bible Insight says, in the midst of such depressing conditions, David reflected and remembered the excellent days God gave him in the past. He said, "When I pour out my soul, I remember the things of the past, how I used to go to the house of God with shouts of joy and praise with worshippers, how well he was under the protection of the mighty God." We should also reflect the past good, peaceful, and blessed spiritual experiences with God. Reflecting the good things God gave in the past revitalizes us to face the current problems. Dearly beloved, are you in trouble? Are people unkind to you? Are they breaking you apart with their attitudes, words, and actions? First, as we learned yesterday, run and stick with God. He loves you. Do not go away from God and stop worshiping Him. Let no one, especially certain Christian groups who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, prevent you from the God-given right and privilege of reflection and worship. May God forgive such people because they do not even know what they are doing. Remember the past victories God gave you. Think and reflect the blessings He granted in the past. Where you are now is because of God's permissive approval. And He knows all things. He has His supernatural power and genuine Christians to help you. He will deliver and restore you. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14, it says, "Yet I am so thankful to God, who always marches us to victory under the banner of the Anointed One, Jesus Christ." Why? God gives us the victory because He uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere you and me go. You may ask, "Sam, do you still believe this?" Yes, I do believe with no doubt. God promised this in His book, in the Bible. You see, God marches his children to victory after the fall under the banner of Jesus Christ. You will be his aroma that brings his knowledge to many in this world. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe my circumstances are to bring aroma and glory to you. Lord, you know all about me. I surrender my life to you now. I remember the good days you gave me in the past. As I reflect on those past blessings, I seek you now to deliver me from my current problems, so that I will definitely bring praises and glory to your name. I believe Jesus Christ died for all of my sins and rose again. I need Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord, because you march me to victory under the banner of Jesus Christ. Please save me now, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.